Chapter 6, Episode 6, All That Glitters. Out of breath and a bit sandy from the sprint to the castle, good pirate Lydia took a moment to rest on a golden rock near the edge of the gate. The view was almost blinding as the warm sunset bounced in reflection onto Ebenezer's castle. She didn't want to introduce herself with sand covering her feet, hair sticking to her cheeks, and breathless from the run. Luke seemed to not even notice she had stopped and carried on to the gate with ease. He must have taken to running in the sand often, she thought to herself. She dusted off her feet and tipped her hat up to check on her little water dragon. It was snoring. All the running must have bounced her to sleep. "Luke, wait, please," she shouted out. "Oh, yes, of course, I'm sorry about the haste, but the gates often close, and I can smell dinner from here." The little dough dragon began to drool as if he understood Luke's reference to dinner and could also smell a savory meal. "All right, thank you. I'm ready now, at least as ready as one can be," she exclaimed. "Oh, Lord, help me know what to say and help me to listen," whispered Pirate Lydia. She didn't know how Luke could be so jovial standing at the gate of the most cursed person alive. It was almost like he considered him an old friend. Maybe he did. She followed him through the gate and into the courtyard of busy soldiers, Vikings, peasants, and courtiers alike. It looked like they were all getting ready for a typical end to a day. They were taking off saddles from horses, carrying children sleepy and dusty from the play and learning that filled their day, and hefting baskets of fruit and vegetables. "This way," said Luke, as he motioned for Pirate Lydia to follow him into an ornately decorated gondola that held port near a shallow waterway. "It's beautiful, Luke, but where does it lead?" she inquired. "Oh, well, it leads throughout the interior of the castle in a series of waterways. I do believe we are dining tonight in the Golden Fountain Courtyard just northeast of here. It is a beautiful place, and we can wait for an audience with Ebenezer there," said Luke as he offered his hand to help her board. She settled into the back of the boat with a sigh of relief. It was comfortable, and the day's events were beginning to make her tired. "Where to, my fine people, on this beautiful evening?" called out an oarsman with a ridiculously large hat full of feathers. He held his gaze as he stood in the front of the little gondola. "Take us to the northeast corridor, nearest to the Golden Fountain. We are dining there tonight with Ebenezer," explained Luke to the oarsman. "Oh, that is a splendid place to eat, and enjoy good company. I will get you there as requested." The man gently pushed off, and they were gliding through the castle under small bridges and balconies that were covered in gold. Pirate Lydia leaned over to see that even the water reflected gold flakes in the stirring up of the man's oars as he gently dipped and pressed back with each stroke. She was puzzled as to how all of the gold had come to settle so abundantly in this castle. How did he acquire it all? She had some ideas, but surely he couldn't accomplish all of this on his own. Who or what else was helping him? Just as her thoughts began to take her into prayer, she was interrupted by a startling bump. "Oh!" she exclaimed. "Sorry, madam, but we have arrived," he apologized. Luke easily hopped out of the boat and again, in his natural chivalry, offered a hand to Pirate Lydia. She took it and exited the boat to stand in a courtyard with seven golden fountains that held beautiful koi fish at the end of cascading circular pools of shimmering water. They took her breath away. "We can be seated already, as he is often late and busy with other matters, but I assure you he knows we are here and should arrive soon," Luke said as he motioned to a beautiful table in the center of the garden. "This is so beautiful, thank you. How did you come to know Ebenezer, Luke? I don't believe I have even asked. I simply thought we would be like peasants asking other people to speak with him. All of this is very unexpected. Please, tell me how you have garnered such favor," inquired Pirate Lydia. "That's a fair question indeed," shouted the oarsman as he swiftly approached the table and removed his hat to reveal a golden crown. He reached for Pirate Lydia's hand and respectfully kissed it with a bow. "I would like to introduce myself. I am Ebenezer, and you must be good Pirate Lydia."